It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
This being the week of celebrating All Hallows' Eve and all the scary things that go bump in the night, I thought it might be a good time to visit a bit about cassava melons. The cassava is a member of the winter melon group in that they are hardy in the cooler weather of fall and have a long shelf life. In fact, cassavas are harvested before fully ripe and held in storage until the outer skin is a golden yellow and the blossom end becomes soft. The melon's shape is unique, with an ovoid round shape that comes to a point at its stem end. And unlike other muskmelon varieties, its aroma is very subtle, and its skin is void of typical melon netting. It does, however, have a thick, hard rind that features irregular, shallow furrows running end to end. Because of this shape, it is important to wash the outer surface well before cutting and serving, as the ridges may hold dust and dirt. Cassavas are fairly low in calories, but high in nutritional value. They are good sources of vitamins A, C, B6, and folate, and contain various minerals, including potassium. They make excellent fruit salads and drinks and are good additions to the diets of diabetic patients because the slightly sweet cucumber taste is very filling and provides water and roughage with few calories. They were first introduced to U.S. markets from cassava, spelled with a K, Turkey, in the late 1800s. Their popularity seems to be growing in the U.S., and they are produced largely in California and Arizona. Though cassavas are known for their mildly sweet and pale flesh, with nuances of the taste of Asian pear and cucumber, they also have a little-known claim to fame in the film world. 60 years ago, the melon was one of many that had been lined up by sound technicians and prop men in their quest to find just the right sound of someone being stabbed. Director Alfred Hitchcock listened as each melon was auditioned in hopes of becoming a part of the soundtrack for a soon-to-be-famous film called Psycho. He picked the cassava as the one that sounded most like a knife cutting through flesh. Now, 6 decades later, the experiment has been replicated by Alexander Philippe, director of a documentary on Hitchcock and his filmmaking methods. Gathering 27 varieties of melons from across Latin America, Asia, and Europe, he recorded each audition attempt. He then sent the sound files to the award-winning sound designers at Skywalker Sound for their take on the somewhat peculiar way of finding the winning sound. The conclusion from the experts was unanimous. Cassava was definitely the best of show, based on the fact that its physical makeup of a very thick skin, a starchy melon flesh, and a very gooey center gave the winning result. So if you're still in a scary trick-or-treat mood this Halloween week, you might decide to invite a few friends in for a fun and fruity evening of cassava carving. Just be sure you lock the bathroom door before you take your bedtime shower. Some factual information used in the writing of this story originated in the New York Times, October 17th, 2017.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.